Tell me about your song. It just surfaced again online.
The song is called Chimo, of course, which is a greeting, you know, and when you meet somebody on the street, you would just say Chimo, you know, during the carnival time, so instead of hello or whatever, you know. So I decided to write a song on it. So that it was back in 1972, I guess. Yeah, so they were singing it all over at the time, and I remember when the girls, like, you know, we used to do the princess pageants. Like, I was a member of a band, and we used to play dances and stuff like that for the carnival. But also at the princess pageant, I did a lot of work for that every year at that time. And the girls would sing the Chimo song at the princess pageants. And it was nice, because one time we even had all the girls on the bridge on Lake Commando. And they sang the song out there, and I filmed it and everything, and so then we played it back at the princess pageant itself, and that turned out really nice. It was cute, you know.
Wow. Do you still have that video?
I do.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just played it, not that long ago.
The song was written in 1972, and it was kind of adopted as the official song for the carnival, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, everybody sort of knew the song, and they're singing along. You know, then something happened. Then all of a sudden, in the paper, they put in, you know, that they're looking for a carnival song. You know, and they wanted a contest and everything else, and, you know, because they didn't have a carnival song, as far as they knew. So I'm saying to myself, okay, what's going on here, you know? So I sent a copy of my song to the mayor before they did anything and told him to give it to the carnival committee. You know, I said, you know, this, it was written in 72. We use it every year. Never heard back from them at all.
Okay, now there's a newer one, too, going around.
Well, they carried through with the contest, and some gentlemen won, yeah. And yeah, that's right. So that's what happened there.
So it just kind of surfaced, the words, the lyrics to it surfaced on Facebook just, what, within the past week?
Yeah, well, my wife told me about it, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I think it was my sister Holly there in Barrie that did that, yeah.
Good. Okay, do you have anything you want to add about the song or anything?
Nothing in particular, no.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, I just composed it, and then I put it on tape at the time, and then I switched it over to CD maybe 10 years ago or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and had a lot of fun with it along the way, didn't
you? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like with the princess pageant especially, you know, it was nice to get all the girls together. Didn't take them long to learn the songs, you know, and sang it at the carnival. Yeah, it was really nice, the pageant.
Must be pretty satisfying not only to hear them, but to hear other people singing it around the carnival.
Absolutely, yeah. Once it got around and got popular, yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was really nice, yeah.
Okay, Dennis, let's hear a verse of it, please.
A verse of it?
Sure.
Oh, okay, maybe the beginning part. Every year about this time, when the land is cold and the spirit's high, folks from all around come to this town for the Cochrane Carnival. There's a legend, there's a myth about a bear whom you'll see about the town almost everywhere. Don't say hi, don't say hello. Everybody sing Chimo, Chimo. Everybody sing Chimo. Hey, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, very good. Well done, though. Thank you for
thank
that.